This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here is your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's a comedian, actor, writer, and his last comedy album, Noble Ape, was nominated for a Grammy Award. Please welcome Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You were on the show in 2015.
Yes, I remember.
With your wife, Jeannie.
Yes.
A lot of things have changed for you because you've done so many things in that time, including that you are going to record the very first comedy special for Amazon coming up.
I am.
That's okay.
Right. See how much... Yes.
And your wife, Jeannie, is directing and executive producing
yes.
your special. So you guys have worked together through your entire career and relationship.
Yes.
How has it evolved over the years?
I've become more and more frightened of her. it's shifted so much because, we've been married for 15 years. I think it's 18 years we've been together. And the relationship has changed. You know, you're a comedian initially... You know, when people pitch you ideas, you're like very polite. You're like, that's neat. Thank you for that. That's not at all what I'm doing. So I was very resistant to it. But now it's full on codependency, I would say. But it changes, you know. It's the availability of, you know, when we were first dating, we'd get a bottle of wine, we'd sit back and we'd write. It's like now that doesn't happen. Now she sends me emails of like comments when she sees a show, and sometimes I read them. Yeah, but it's her insight's invaluable. You know,
and
having that. She doesn't listen to the radio anyway.
So in 2015, yes. you were asked to open for the Pope
yeah.
Francis at the Festival yes. of Families in Philadelphia. How does that call or email come in?
Well, my manager was called, and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought that time was going to pass, and they're going to be like, well, obviously, we're not going to have a comedian perform before the Pope goes on.
Yeah.
And at one point, I had shows in Atlantic City, and all the organizers were from Philly, and they came, and I'm like, right, they're going to come, and they're going to see, this is not a good idea. Like, all right, this guy talks about baloney for 10 minutes.
It's and also then, so funny that they're scouting you in Atlantic City.
And then, like, the religious leader of the world of Catholics will come on. It was fascinating. Because it's also, you know, as a comedian, you know this. There are certain situations that you're not going to succeed in. You're just not. There's no scenario where a comedian's opening for the Pope and people are like, that's what we wanted. You know what I mean?
When we imagine this.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no scenario where people are like, you know what? I like the Pope, but the guy that went on before was better. You know what I mean? That never happens. There's just people that are going to be like, he was inappropriate, and then there's people, he was safe. You know, it's like, and I was in Philadelphia, which they just generally just like to eat people. So it was, but I knew that going into it. It made me realize that the northeastern part of the United States is why this we're this country that's independent of England is because there are people in the Northeast that just like to fight.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that is just the whole Acela line from D.C. to Boston. I call it the corridor of hate. It's just... It's not necessarily violence, but... Pretty close to it, you know? But you go to Virginia, people are kind of thoughtful, introspective. Baltimore, no.
No.
Not at all.
So in your latest comedy album, Noble Ape, congratulations on
thank
the
you.
Grammy nomination,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Oh,
worthy of the nomination, of course, and the material is very autobiographical, including you go pretty deep because you talk about your wife's dealing with a brain tumor she had.
Yes.
She had it removed.
Yes.
But that was obviously...
You don't get to keep it.
No, you don't get to... They don't give it back to you. Here you go. But I'm sure that was a very traumatic thing that happened in your lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you're doing material like that, that is so intense and personal, and your wife is involved with your comedy, how did that come together where you both agreed that this was worthy to talk about on stage?
I was not of the opinion. I was like, I don't want to bring this up. I mean, some of it is I'm superstitious. And, you know, she had this brain tumor the size of a pear removed from her head. And she was, like, one of the things she came out of that, and she was like, I do want people to know that they can go through this and survive, because immediately when she found out, she was on the internet looking for examples of people making it through brain tumors. So that propelled her to encourage us to kind of do some material on it. And also, some of it is, as comedians, and you know this, it's like how you deal with situations is to write jokes about them. And what I found was so fascinating is, you know, maybe someone doesn't have a spouse that's had a brain tumor, but everyone has spent those 2 weeks in a hospital. So when I started doing the material, it was amazing how it connected with people.
Oh, yeah, and dealing with the medical community, like that disconnect and connect.
You know, we live in such a connected age. You know, it almost was weird if I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, I had to bring it up at the beginning of the show, because if I didn't, people would be like, is he going to talk about the fact his wife had a brain tumor?
Right, it would be the elephant in the room.
Yes, so it was pretty fascinating. You know, I'll run into people in airports and they'll be like, you know, I prayed for your wife. And I'm like, well, thank you. You know, but it's strange because you don't realize how we're all connected. And that's why I'm running for president. That's right. Free college tuition.
And now you have three films that are coming out.
Yes.
You were just at Sundance. They had their world premiere.
Yes.
The roles are pretty meaty, dramatic roles.
Yeah, so fun.
So, yeah, this is so fun.
It is. It's amazing. I mean, I've always done acting. I just have never gotten roles, you know? So it's... People will ask, they're like, so why this shift into these dramatic roles? I'm like, because now they started to hire me. So it's, they're different roles and they're different lengths of beard and all of that. There's a lot of beard acting. No, but they're like, you do things and you forget. But my beard in Them That Follow was out to here. Like, it's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. But right now, I'm wondering, would you like to play and ask me another game? All right. So, Jim, we were inspired by one of your three movies at Sundance, Troop Zero, because you play the dad of a girl who dreams of having her voice recorded for the Golden Voyager record. NASA launched the Voyager record into space in 1977, and it contained music and sound and images meant to depict life on Earth. So I'm going to describe something, and you're going to tell me, is it really on the Voyager record, or did we just make it up?
Ah.
And if you do well enough, listener Kelly DeGaring from Arvada, Colorado, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube. All right. A photo of a man biting into a sandwich that already has a bite taken out of the opposite side, and a woman licking an ice cream cone. Is that on the Voyager record?
I thought it was all audio.
No, it's images. Yeah, it's images as well. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no. Yeah. I'm going to say no.
It is on it.
I knew
yes.
it.
Yes.
I know it.
It's to demonstrate eating.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I like that. It's like a guy eating a sandwich and a woman licking an ice cream cone.
Why was there a bite on the other side of it? The aliens are going to be like, what kind of weird people eat both sides? It's like they eat a bite of the hot dog and then they switch to the other side.
That's a good
Save
idea.
Save the best bite for last. No wonder the aliens haven't come. They're like, oh, these people are annoying.
In case aliens want to know what kind of sound keeps us up at night, there's an 8-second clip of a faucet dripping. Is that on the Voyager record?
I'm going to say no.
You're correct. It is not. It is not.
You're welcome, Kelly.
If aliens ever land here and need to tell the difference between a wild dog and a domesticated dog, good news, recordings of both are included. Is that on the Voyager record?
That could be on there, but, like, I don't know if, like, what, how do you know a wild dog versus a domesticated dog? Like, one dog's like, I live in a house. You know what I mean? Rough.
I
live outside! I'm not domesticated! Don't they bark the same either way?
I do think the domesticated dog sounds relaxed.
They do?
I think so.
They're like, woof, woof.
Yeah, exactly.
Woof, woof. There's at least going to be a bowl of water. Woof.
So what do you think? Is it on the record?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, you're right. It is. It is on the record. All right, this is your last clue. A photo of a woman in a fruit aisle of the supermarket, guiltily staring at the camera while eating a single grape.
Guiltily?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was a word.
We'll find out from our listeners
if
it's not.
Why is she guiltily eating a grape? Oh, because she's eating it in the grocery store.
I guess so, yeah.
She's stealing. I think it's, yeah. No. Yes. I'm good at this. yes!
It is on the album. Oh, you're right.
How did I know?
You knew.
You know what's amazing is I didn't hesitate. I just answered.
I know. You're decisive like that. Congratulations, Jim. You and Kelly DeGaring won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Thank you.
Jim will be joining us for another game later in the show. Jim Gaffigan, everybody. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.